98.1 Power FM. It is Brekkie with Nick's Morning, everybody. Just on 25 past 8, and it was fireworks in the Bachelor House last night. That is for sure. Amber ended up leaving. There were dramatic dates, all sorts of things happening. And joining us to talk all about everything Bachelor is Lisa, one of the Bachelorettes. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm really good.
Hey, how's life in the Bachelor pad? How's life in the Bachelorette pad?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We don't do much. We sit down and eat all day, and they get taken on luxurious days. It's great.
I've got to ask, Lisa, like, behind the scenes, what do you really get up to? Is it all like pillow fights and braiding each other's hair in your pajamas?
I don't want to ruin the image, but no pillow fights. But we have gone back to our childhood days, and we play games in the house. We make up dances. There's a gym. We entertain ourselves majority of the time, always sleeping and eating.
So if the whole Bachelor thing doesn't work out so well for you, you guys could form a girls group after this?
Oh, God, I know. I think we'd all fight for the lead part.
There's certainly a lot of fireworks in the house. Like, let's talk about last night's episode. We saw a lot of, single dates, one-on-one dates, but I felt for Lorena. The TV show makes her out as that you guys don't like her that much, but are you all close?
Yeah, we are pretty close, and I did feel for Lorena on that day. I mean, she could have embraced it and had a good time and just rolled with the bowling and the pie, but I was pretty proud of Lorena, and I give her credit for actually being herself and not being fake and pretending that she liked it. That's who she is. She wasn't keen on pies. She's forever going to be known as the dirty street pie girl, but, you know, I give her credit for it. She's a cool chick, and she's a bit of a fancy pants, so I think she expected private jets, and she didn't get it.
She got all dressed up for a date, and you know what? I think her expectations were okay, because a lot of the dates that Blake has taken you guys on are just incredible. Like, what for you, what's been the amazing experience for you?
I don't know if you've seen the episode, but I did get to go up in the jet planes and do manoeuvres in the air, and the dates coming up are pretty extreme as well. So, I've been pretty lucky on that side, but I think Blake really understands who I am as a person, and he chooses who he wants to go on each date. He's really chosen right for me, and that makes me think, you know, he really does understand who I am.
You are a bit of an adventurer, and that date that you went on, you basically went in a little plane and you were doing loop-de-loops and stuff?
No, it was crazy. What they don't show you is Blake got a little bit sick.
Oh, really?
Throw up, but yeah, we ended up coming down because he's a bit afraid of heights, so he's a bit of a girl in that sense. And I felt pretty good about myself that I could stay up there longer than he could, but it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
That makes you more manlier than Blake.
Oh, look, a lot of people have said I've got a manlier voice than Blake. I do have a deep voice, but I do like to be a girl at times.
No, Blake has the deepest voice I have ever heard.
It is very deep, and it's exactly the same in real life.
Oh, my goodness. Is it a little bit sexy to get taken away in his voice sometimes?
Yeah, well, when I met him for the first time on the red carpet, I was shocked. I was like, oh, my God, it's sexy. The voice is so hot. But then you kind of think, is he joking? Is he putting it on? Like, it's a full-on Barry White. Like, it's so deep.
Right, sorry. Now, Lisa, last night we saw a dramatic exit with Amber. Didn't even go to a rose ceremony last night. What impact did that have on you girls?
Well, we were pretty devastated that we actually had to choose our own roses from the plate and hand it to us.
You all got one.
Thank you. we kind of were under the impression that, you know, Amber wasn't happy in that environment. And, I think Blake did the right thing, and I think she wanted to leave. So I just think everything happens for the right reasons, and if that was not the place for her to fall in love, and, you know, she wasn't the right girl for Blake. And I really hope the best for Amber. I hope she does well, and I hope she finds a guy.
Certainly a very challenging environment. Well, Lisa, good luck for the rest of the competition. We can't wait to see what adventures you and Blake have for the rest of the season.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been amazing talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Lisa from The Bachelor on 98.1 Power FM.
Power FM's online cookbook. You helped put it together with your own personal face. And to say thanks, we had $1,000 worth of gear from Harvey Norman Musselbrook to make entertaining easy.
What did you load? What recipe?
Chocolate self-sauce pudding recipe.
Oh, yum. Congratulations. You've just picked yourself up $1,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, my God. Cheers. Awesome.
And now we're days away from the official launch of the Power FM online cookbook at Holly Dean Estate and online at powerfm.com.au/hunter.
Entertain all year round. Bloom's Pool Care, Moffat Street Scone and Sydney Street Musselbrook.
How far do you have to go to earn 100% tax-free pay, gain world-class skills, get opportunities to travel within and beyond Australia, work a minimum of 20 days per year and make great mates? Not far at all. That's because there's an Army Reserve unit close to you. The great thing about the Army Reserve is the work-life balance. The Army Reserve is flexible and can fit around existing commitments like weekend footy, work or study. To learn more about the Army Reserve, come along to the information session Tuesday the 9th of September, 7 Shoreville Training Depot, 8 Francis Street, Musselbrook. To RSVP, call 13 1901 or email cptnewcastle@dfr.com.au.
Musselbrook Shire Council is holding a curbside collection for bulky green waste next week, September 8 to 12. The council will be collecting up to 2 cubic metres of organic materials. The collection truck will only be visiting each street once, and they have the right to reject